CA.
When the headlines say X,
he's got the Y.
It's Wake Up with Rob Snow on City News 101.1.
We are welcoming back to Wake Up David Hill, City Councilor, Barrhaven West, member of the Transit Commission. Good morning, Councilor.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you very much for having me.
Long day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long day, but you know, it was a good day. We had the chance for I think upwards of 20 or so delegations to talk about concerns, issues, and thoughts on the on this year's budget for transit. And it was a good opportunity for certainly me as a new councillor to watch this process of how the sausage gets made in terms of these city budgets. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it for sure. Over the last month, I know the city staff have been preparing this based on the direction that was given back in December. And I know there was a lot of public dialogue on, some concerns and issues that came from, what was going to be in and what was not going to be in. But I think it was a great opportunity for folks to have their voices heard. And certainly, as you alluded to, over, 8.5 hours, we had the chance to talk about all sorts of things, recent operations of OC Transpo to what the budget was going to look like to, future ridership levels. And, as a new member of the Transit Commission, it was great to see the multitude of different perspectives put to it. And I think it was a good, rigorous discussion.
Well, it's always important to hear from the people who actually use the service. So it's very important. As you say, we have a lot of material to cover. Given the explanation yesterday about what happened last month and the 6-day shutdown of the entirety of the line, it wasn't fully operational, the entire line, because of the bout of freezing rain. How confident are you that plans are in place to avoid a repeat of such an event?
Thanks for the question. And I'll be honest, I'm quite confident. You can't say that things are going to be perfect all the time. And, that would be prohibitively expensive to get to that point. But certainly in terms of your question about learning lessons from that incident, identifying the concerns, and then identifying mechanisms both in the short, medium, and long term in order to deal with incidents that are similar, we had a very lengthy discussion. I would say probably 1.5 to 2.5 hours of our discussion yesterday focused on how we have moved forward from that. And today is going to be a great example of that, right? Because all last night we saw quite a bit of rain, and we've got a freezing rain on the road. So for anybody that's commuting in, be super careful for sure. But those issues of coating on the OCS, that was identified as, hey, these are some mechanisms that we can use to mitigate in the short terms in terms of our pre-maintenance based on climatic the identification of freezing rain type activities. And here are some midterm options that were coordinated with RTM in terms of things that they could look at doing over the next year or so in order to make the system even more resilient to climate issues. But the reality is we live in a very difficult climate for our transit system to function. We have such a huge geographic base as a city, and then the climate runs from 40 degrees above to 40 below throughout the year, and that's a very challenging environment. That's a good reason why I think that the additional rigor that we had over the last couple of weeks on the procurement of our life cycling into electric buses was so important as well, was to make sure that we took into account all these multitude of factors. But if your question is, do I feel good about the way that we identified the issues that took place during that 6-day period and how we've learned from it in order to be able to create a more resilient transit system, I am.
Okay, good. I want to know a little bit more about OC Transpo's plan, as you understand it, to come up with some sort of value proposition for civil servants who are only going into the office 2 or 3 days a week but would like to use transit, maybe coming up with some kind of, I don't know what you would call it, a part-time transit pass. How would that work?
Yeah, so... I pitched that idea to OC Transpo, just given, you know, my personal experience, because that was me. You know, before running for office, I would be the person that would go downtown 5 days a week from the suburbs doing a federal public servant job. And then during the pandemic, obviously things changed. We moved into a more hybrid construct. And I'm not arguing whether or not, you know, the federal public servants should be going back or should not. I'm just identifying that the world has changed since 2019. And there are people who now, instead of needing to go back every day, 5 days a week, they need to go back perhaps two or three times a week. And certainly if they don't have that Presto pass in their pocket, then there's a real barrier there for them to be even incentivized to want to take that transit option, which we're trying to incentivize people to do and increase our ridership. So my point to staff was, if we have a mechanism to incentivize folks on perhaps a partial month subscription, maybe it looks like, you know, 50% of what a monthly pass would look like, with some discounted rates if you take it a few more times through the month, something that would give a person in that situation the motivation to want to take OC Transpo, then I think we should investigate options to do that, because you know, I think that's a positive mechanism to increase ridership. You know, that's not taking a stick to people. That's not declaring war on cars. That's trying to you know use good business practices to identify our market, to communicate to our market the mechanism that we can actually provide them a positive service that adds value to their life and to their commute.
David Hill is with us. He's a city councillor for Barrhaven West, a member of the Transit Commission. There is a plan to take older buses off the road. Rene Amilcar, the head of transit operations, a few weeks ago said it's about 118 buses, and some of them have been on the road for 18 years, and they're very expensive to maintain. Transit advocates are saying this is a cut in transit service. How wise is it to take these buses off the road, in your opinion?
So this is a normal life cycle management process for the fleet. And it's a complicated issue that has been, in preparation for during the past year or two, as part of the electric bus procurement program. And now that program has been given the green light to go forward, it makes all the sense in the world to look at the current fleet as it sits, take ones that would require an inordinate amount of maintenance to continue to keep serviced on the road if they are in a position where they're not needed to be used, and divest those assets. And that was explained in a lot of detail yesterday. In fact, that was the core question that I asked in my budget question opportunity, because okay, of the 20 public delegates, you're absolutely right, Rob. You know, the big concern was, are we able to still have a reliable system if we're seeing, you know, the options like a fleet life cycle management happening, and it was very clearly articulated to me from staff that yes, in fact, there will not be reliability service reductions. In fact, there will be efforts to invest in increased reliability. And from that perspective, I think that this life cycle management process for the fleet is an appropriate one.
I was quite unsettled with the public safety portion of the presentation yesterday from the chief safety officer of OC Transpo, when he revealed that there were 430 violent incidents on the transit system last year. Your council colleague, Jeff Leeper, wanted to know more during the meeting. And we have a clip of how that played out at the meeting yesterday. Let's listen to this, please.
How are those defined? That's a concerning number.
Well, they're defined as being offenses where, perhaps there's medical services that required, needed to be attended to. It involves striking a person. It involves quite possibly a weapon. It's essentially, you know, anything that is beyond, let's say, you know, shouting at a person can be considered to be a violent offense.
And there were 430 last year, an increase of 85%, counselor, in 1 year of violent incidents on the transit system. My goodness gracious, what is your reaction to this news? What should be done about this?
Yeah, no, I also was not obviously not pleased to hear that number. I mean, anything above zero is unacceptable, and certainly my council colleague, Councillor Curry, spoke to that in terms of targeting as well. It's unacceptable for us to see any opportunity for negative outcomes. You know, be they any of the things that were just listed there by our safety officer. Councillor Lowe also addressed this issue too. He's a former bus driver, talking about the impacts of the protection shields to keep drivers safe from the violent incidents. Certainly, you know, OC Transpo have indicated that, you know, they're going to do what they can from the perspective of passive measures to ensure that there are safety mechanisms in place. But certainly, you know, this becomes an enforcement issue. If there are issues that cross the line, we need to make sure that there is, you know, specific and public deterrence so that people understand that it's unacceptable to have behaviors that
right. But you also we have a transit system that had ridership last year. With all due respect, Counselor, 52% was ridership last year. 52%. I know it hit 60% by December. You're hoping it will hit 70 to 75%. The riders of public transit need to be assured that that they are not going to face a violent incident when they ride the bus or get on light rail. We have a chief safety officer. I assume that there is a safety plan, and yet violent incidents are up 85%. This should be a priority for OC Transpo, don't you think?
I do think it is a priority for OC Transpo, and it is a priority for OC Transpo. And as you heard, you know, yesterday, this issue was addressed. OC Transpo does have a plan to invest to reduce that number, and this was also identified by a number of my Transit Commission colleagues. That obviously there are concerns anytime that there are safety issues, especially safety issues that stem from negligence or inappropriate actions. And as I said before, you know, this becomes an enforcement issue, a follow up, so that we can ensure that that there's a deterrence and we can cut that number back down. And I can assure you that going forward in, you know, subsequent Transit Commission meetings, that this is a number that certainly I and others will be keeping our fingers on the pulse of, to ensure that we can do exactly what you said, to ensure the public that this is an appropriate mechanism for them to commute.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Hill. Very generous with your time this morning. All the best. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. And again, drive safe. Thank you.
Okay. David Hill, City Councillor, Barrhaven West, 717. Let's take a look at those Friday morning roads with Gord Taylor.